Welcome to SEO Success for Tree Care Companies. This podcast is about SEO, inbound marketing, content creation, and more. I'm your host, Graham Knight. Thanks so much for joining me. Now let's dive right in. Have you ever navigated your browser to a website of a competitor or just a tree service company that you aspire to be like and been shown a whole new, amazing, and grandiose website that wasn't there yesterday? It's likely the company invested thousands of dollars into their new flagship website and it was created by a marketing company or a design firm who just ran with it. If the company did a good job, then they included the client every step of the way. And if they did a bad job, then they just squirreled away until they were done, either delivering what was required or not. And this happens far more than you would believe. Regardless, you may have looked at their site in awe and wondered how you would ever get something as amazing as that for your tree service company. If you're an arborist who is thinking about stepping out on your own, then I'm going to share the secrets of how you can build a website on a budget and eventually get one that looks like your competitors at a fraction of the cost. And if you do your SEO right, it may well rank better too. Now, I hope you listened to episode 23, where I introduced you the idea that you could actually build a fantastic website on a budget and even do it by yourself. Well, welcome to episode 24, and I'm going to continue on this journey and talk about a subject that is close to my heart, and it's one that is incredibly important to website creation and SEO, and that is project management. Now, first of all, let me recommend a book to you. It's a great book called Scrum, The Art of Doing Twice the Work in Half the Time by Jeff Sutherland. And I'll be sure to review this book later. But in the meantime, go buy a copy of it and read it, because the concepts in there will change how you view many projects in your organization, not least creating a website and doing your own SEO. The whole premise here is that you want to do the minimum work possible to get your new website out and live on the internet as quickly as possible. So rather than wait 6 months to attempt to reach perfection, which by the way never happens, we want to bite off smaller chunks and crush those as best as quickly as we can. Many of the best software development projects are completed using the same philosophy. In the past, using something called the waterfall model used to be the accepted way to deliver a complex project. And that went something like this: figure out what you want, build it, test it, ship it. Seems fair, until you realize that many projects got the figured out what you want part wrong and only found out years later that they had in fact created a product that was completely different from what was originally asked for. A more modern approach is to come up with a list of features well understood and ordered by priority, work on critical ones first, then test, then deliver, then have a retrospective review of how the project is going thus far. It's usual to do the work in chunks of time called sprints, where a sprint might be a week or two, followed by the retrospective. Of course, the whole concept is very flexible given the situation you're in, but the whole point is a fast turnaround and review so that you can change and pivot the project in the right direction quickly. So what does this mean for your tree care website? Well, what it means is that you can break down a seemingly insurmountable and challenging set of work into simple tasks that can be completed one by one. I'm working on a tree service website for an arborist now, and because it's just myself working on a project rather than a team, I've opted to use a very simple piece of software called Trello to run my project. Trello is a visual tool that allows you to create cards and drag and drop them around a workspace. And in my workspace, I've created three lists. One is called To Do, one is called Doing, and the other one is called Done. I've thought through the tasks that I need to complete in order to build a website, and I've created cards for each one of these, and they all start life in the to-do list. For example, I have Install WordPress on one card. On another card, I have Get Access to Google Analytics and Google Search Console. Then I have a card called Build Website Pages, and this card contains a checklist of the pages that I need to create, as well as a hyperlink or a URL to a spreadsheet in Google Docs that contains a layout and notes of the pages I need to build. And so the list of cards goes on. Now, when I'm working on a more complex software project with a team of developers and a business, we use an enterprise class tool called Jira, and the cards can get quite complex, containing subtasks that are dependent on each other, as well as other phases of the project lifecycle, not just the three I mentioned above that the lists depict. But here's the thing, you want to keep it as simple as you can when you're creating your tree service website. So a tool like Trello can work really well, and it can even scale to several people if need be. Once your project is underway, you would simply drag a card from the to-do list to the doing list and start working on that task. You might use a priority, or you might just pick the one you like. It might take you a few days to work on some cards, such as the Build a Website card, but that's okay. If things get complex, you could add more cards, you could refine and simplify tasks, but remember, the cards always start in the to-do list. Once a task is complete, it moves into the done list, and once you reach the length of your chosen sprint, simply review what you've done, create new cards in a to-do based on what you've learned this sprint, and then start a new sprint. In my case, I'll organize a meeting with my client to go through the work and discuss progress as well as what we need to do next. We'll discuss what went well, what could have been better, and ideas for improvements in the future. At some point, maybe after one or two sprints, we will have a website and it will be live for his customers to visit. It'll look fairly pretty, but perhaps not amazing, and it will be SEO friendly, but perhaps not optimal. And that's okay. The website is live in a short amount of time, and now we can create new cards, put them on our Trello board to improve the site in the next sprint. By running a project this way, you take iterative steps toward perfection, but you also deliver something for your customers in quick time. Because you work, review, create tasks in a circular manner, the website will get better in a relatively short amount of time. And yes, Google notices these improvements, and that helps your rankings. Now, the point of this episode is not to turn you into an amazing project manager, but to give you a heads up of how you can utilize simple, modern project management methodologies to your advantage when it seems like the odds are stacked against you. Do have a read of Jeff Sutherland's book if you have time, because it's an interesting book that explains things very simply. And remember, you got this. Thank you for listening to SEO Success for Tree Care Companies. If you need help with your SEO, then find me at www.treecareseoservices.com.